The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Good afternoon. This is Jean Newell filling in today for Donna Anselmo as host of Bold Talk Business Radio, where people listen for insights, strategies, tips, and tools for success. Each week, Donna introduces an expert with helpful information for our WMEL listeners who want to grow their business or enjoy more success and satisfaction in life and work. Today, I have an exciting lineup of guests. We're going to be talking about various ways to market a business, but we're using the theme of real estate and mortgages because we have some experts in the studios today. I'm going to introduce our first expert, who is Amy Ceballos, and she is Marketing Director of Tropical Realty. Thank you for joining me today, Amy.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
The second, our second guest is Ben Midas. And he's a senior loan officer. He's going to be talking about mortgages as well as how to market, how he markets his business. So you're going to get two different things today, listeners. You're going to learn a little bit about marketing, how to market your business using real estate and mortgages as our example. Plus, you're going to learn about the real estate market. And as we know, the real estate market drives just about every business in the world, not just here in Brevard County. It's either the push or the pull of our economy. So everything revolves around real estate. So let's start right off by saying, I'm substituting for Donna today. And we were going to have Mitch Rybak. I always want to say Rybak, it's Rybak. With Tropical. He is the owner broker, but he couldn't make the show today, so we have a guest sitting in for him, which is Amy, and she's going to talk a little bit about Mitch, because he has a lot of interesting background in marketing, and then we're going to talk about what makes his business successful, and we're going to expand on how you could maybe use some of his success stories for your business. And don't forget, it's not just a business that we're talking about, it's marketing yourself. Maybe you're looking for a job, or you want to start a business, or you have a business, or you know someone that has a business. Marketing is just about making sure your audience, the people that you want to know about your business, knows you exist. And there's lots of ways to do that. I think marketing always scares people because they don't know what marketing really means. Marketing is just a big umbrella of lots of other things underneath it. Advertising is underneath the umbrella, business cards, networking, billboards, radio, television, all kinds of things fall under that big umbrella of marketing. So let's start off and learn a little bit about Mitch from Tropical, because he has a very interesting background. He's been in the real estate business here for quite a few years, but Mitch comes from the Boston area. And Amy, tell us a little bit about the exciting background of your boss, Mitch.
Okay, well, I promise I won't try and imitate his Boston accent.
Okay, that's fine.
So Mitch got started in business in the early 80s. He started a paintball business with a friend of his after they went up to New Hampshire, and they had a great time, and they said, you know what, this is a great idea. Let's do this here. So they were very successful. Their paintball park was the first one in New England. They were bringing in over $1 million a year and had a really great time. After a while, him and his partner did go their separate ways, so he sold his share. His next endeavor was a flower business. He purchased a flower business and quickly turned that into a thriving success. He says he only had to put in about 4 hours a week, but he ended up having contracts with nearly every major convenience store in Boston, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. And the way he explains it was he just got a bit bored. Maybe it was only the 4 hours a week that he had to work to do it, but he decided, let me buy a restaurant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So he went from working over 4 hours a week to over 130 hours a week.
Sure.
So needless to say, you know, he got burned out, and he ended up getting sick, and he was in the hospital, and the only way he could do it was to just walk away. So he had to lose the restaurant, but he kept going after that. He decided to go back into business because he did have such a drive, and he does have such great ideas. So he was opening a couple different businesses in between there, but he never got to the point where he had enough capital to really do what he knew he needed to do to take those to launch them. So he ended up in late 1993 creating a dating service, and this was the next big business.
I have to rib him when I see him again. Flower business, paintball, dating service, and it ends up in real estate. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I mean, isn't that the normal path?
Here's what I'm hearing. Even when you try a business and it fails, a lot of times it's not because of your lack of expertise, it's the economy, or you just didn't, you know,
right.
There's breaks along the way. And
right.
So you have to be careful of that. But the point is that entrepreneurial spirit, when you're kicked down,
yes,
and you've lost everything, and to be able to start over again,
right,
that's the entrepreneurial spirit. That's the American dream.
Right,
so
exactly.
Pick up where you left off. He went into the dating business. I love it.
Yeah, he went into the dating service. And at that time, the internet had just kind of started coming into the mainstream, and he immediately knew that this was going to be the next big thing, and this is where his business was going to have to be. But he actually wasn't able to find anybody to help him do what he wanted to do for at least the first year. It took him about a year to find a software company that could actually build what he needed. And once he did that, though, it took off just like he knew it would, I should say.
That was like in the early 90s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
1993 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was, the internet was still relatively new, and people just didn't really know what
we
to
knew
do
about
with it.
It we but knew we didn't know what we needed it for.
He's credited with having the very first dating service online, isn't he?
One of the first, definitely. But he had such a success with that that his company actually was a private label product for multiple radio stations, newspapers, websites. One of his most notable clients, Bally's Fitness, used mm-hmm. his dating service. So he was doing that. He actually was running a radio program down in Orlando at the same time in combination with that, and it was called Ask Mitch the Date Doctor.
Dr. Mitch,
yeah,
the Date Doctor. I love it. Ask the Date Doctor. But you know, it's a little, I don't want to sidetrack you, but it's little things like that that have to do with marketing, is finding that little slogan,
yeah,
that little key word that defines you from other businesses. And it's something just like that, the Date Doctor. People remember that,
right,
and that's what you get associated with. So continue on. He came. He did the dating service.
Yep.
He didn't happen to find his wife online. Do you know?
I don't know.
I just thought of that. But anyway.
He was doing the radio program over here in Orlando, and he was approached to sell his business in 1999. So he went under contract to sell his business, and then just 2 months before the close of the deal, the stock market crashed. So it just bottomed out, and he lost everything
for a second time. But instead of saying, woe is me, what does Mitch do?
Well, he picked himself back up, and he was now living on the Space Coast. In 2001, he decided to get his real estate license.
Just prior to the bubble.
timing is everything. Yeah, exactly. So, He ended up starting in 2001 with his real estate license, and then he actually was able to start his own brokerage in 2005, and he started Tropical Realty of SunTree. And of course, like we just mentioned, doors opened in March of 2005. The market peaked in May of 2005, and then everything went downhill from there. So, but part of that entrepreneurial spirit and the experiences he had with the other businesses, he immediately saw that in order to survive, he was going to have to really change the way he thought about the real estate business. And, you know, the old adage is always list to exist.
Right.
But with the fact that the home values were plummeting, taking listings was a really complicated scenario. Many of the sellers were, if not already underwater, about to be underwater. So they were unable to sell at a price that could actually satisfy their outstanding debt. So Mitch chose to switch things up a bit and focus solely on buyers. And he was told by all of his colleagues that not only was he crazy, that he was going to be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And
but again, that foresight of that entrepreneur spirit of, you know, even when you have those failures, but you still see something
yes.
different. And you see, you have to be just a slightly ahead of the trend.
Right.
And this is so important, listeners, because you have to find that niche that maybe no one else is looking into. So tell them what he did with the buyer's market and how that really helped him with that, when the downfall of the real estate market for those few years in the middle 2000s.
Well, he went back to the internet. Mm-hmm. Since he knew it and he knew it well,
right.
He marketed himself on the internet. And that was something that no real estate agent was really doing at that time. And this was before the big websites that everybody knows. They weren't really around. So he used the internet to market himself. And, you know, not only did he stay in business, but his brokerage grew 20% each year during the downturn.
Exactly. When other people are folding up their business, his is growing.
Yeah.
This I found phenomenal because you have to change your thinking. I moved up here from Broward County in Fort Lauderdale, and the one thing that to me was very foreign is how this whole county as a whole didn't quite understand marketing. And I think it's because
yes.
this entire county is run by very large corporations and big companies that they have their own marketing companies mm-hmm. and their own marketing departments. NASA certainly doesn't need any advice from consulting or chambers of commerce and things like that.
Right.
But most people that have a small business or a real estate company, it doesn't matter, don't get the idea of how you have to market. You have to take advantage of the newest technology and still
yes.
mingle that with old traditional marketing values. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, no, that's like you said, one of the things about having to change the way he thought about it and the way he looked at the market. I mean, anybody who knows Mitch knows he has a great sense of humor, and I know you've seen him do this where he'll show you, you know, you're going to walk into a wall, and he'll physically walk into a wall three times in
right.
a row and go, and now if I just take one step to the left, I can walk through the door.
Exactly. What's that expression, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting
a different result.
A different
yep.
result. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. You have to shift. And sometimes it's not a big shift. It's
right.
just a slight shift in your marketing or your values. Let's bring Ben into the conversation right now. Ben Midas, who's a senior mortgage officer here in the Brevard County area. Ben, let's talk about, you have a background in marketing as well, and what Amy has been saying, tell us a little bit about your background, why you got into mortgages, and what you're seeing happening with mortgages right now. So let's talk a little bit about mortgages so people out there know how that's being affected by everyone's marketing, actually. Go ahead, Ben.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me today. My background in marketing started in college. I got a degree in marketing, and after I came down to the Space Coast, I didn't fall directly into mortgages, but I was in finance. I was doing subprime loans, kind of not a real glamorous job. I had a lot of collections and, you know, kind of dealing with people that didn't have perfect credit and loans against titles and things like that. And at one point, I just realized that wasn't really the job for me. So I entered the real estate market as a loan officer in right after the bubble burst. It was, I think, February 2007. Started working for a smaller bank out of Indian River County, and since then I've only worked for a couple companies. Everyone's been a bank, and the bank I work for now is one of the larger banks chartered in the state of Florida. We're the number one lender for purchase loans in Brevard County. And we've had that title for quite a while. So, needless to say, we do a lot of loans. I do a lot of loans. And marketing definitely plays a role in how I get my business. What I realized very on, and my mentor that taught me, brought me into mortgages, taught me, you're going to be successful if you get people to like you and you get people to trust you. And at that point, you get inside the center of influence. And from there on out, If they trust you, you will get business from them, from their, the people they know as well. So marketing to me and how it plays a role in my job, I kind of have it, my goal to, when I find somebody I'd like to do business with or find a target market that I'd like to draw business from, I make it my goal to make these relationships deep and to build rapport with these people and really get personal with them. So that way, when you know more about somebody and it's not just a transaction, that tends to breed referrals for a long, long time.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I think that's so similar to the real estate market because mm-hmm. there are 3,000 licensed real estate agents, I believe, in Brevard County. I don't know if you know how many mortgage brokers or loan officers there are, but I imagine there's hundreds of loan officers. And listeners, they're not all the same. Just like your doctors or your car dealers or anything else, there's some people that get it and they're there as a service, as a teaching heart. They want to show you how to purchase a home or they want to explain about mortgages, and other people that have the salesman's hat on. And they are usually not in business as long because people want to be treated as an individual. And they want to have that relationship building. And that's one thing that's very difficult to teach, relationship building, because you either have it or you don't. And if you've got that heart of a teacher, like Dave Ramsey always says, the heart of a teacher, you will be able to have that like and trust. That is so important. I appreciate that, Ben, for saying that. And also, while we have both of you here in the studio, it's all about relationship building, too. We all tend to want to kind of one hand wash the other. When a real estate company finds a mortgage broker or senior officer at a bank that they like doing business with, and that loan officer likes what the real estate agents bring to it. I mean, there's all about the paperwork and filling out the contract properly. So if you can work as a team and the home inspectors and the home stagers, and you find yourself with a team of people that are professional, that like to work with each other, that also helps. So we really appreciate the fact that you came on board. And later in our conversation, we're going to talk about some of the things that you're involved with, Ben, with Tropical Realty on some of the events that are coming up. But we deviate here. Let's talk a little bit about mortgages in general so people know what's happening in the market. Tell us where we are as far as rates and what that means over the last year. Where are we historically?
Well, right now we're pretty much at historic lows. They got a tiny bit lower than they are right now about 2 years ago. You know, this was shortly after the market started rallying and, everybody under the sun refinanced their house for the most part. And they've come up a little bit. Last year they reached a peak of about 4.75 for a traditional 30-year. And right now they're about 3.75 for a traditional 30-year loan as well. So they're very attractive right now. What's going on in the mortgage market? Obviously, our regulatory bodies and agencies are always playing big brother and changing the way we have to do business. It's an adaptive environment that we're in. We're constantly getting notifications of new products coming or changes to the existing guidelines. Like, for example, the FHA loans. About, I think, 2 months ago, they had a drop in the mortgage insurance. So the administration in Washington changed FHA guidelines and dropped the monthly mortgage insurance premium that a buyer pays when they get an FHA loan. So the drop that did essentially created the same difference in payment as a 0.5% drop in interest rate would have. So
wow.
That was something that the government did to try to make FHA financing more of an attractive option for buyers. Again, we saw people kind of leaving the government loans from FHA to go towards conventional. You know, you can do a conventional loan with as little as 5% down if you're going to live in the property. And so basically what we've seen lately is a shift back towards FHA a little bit. We've got some changes coming on August 1st that are going to affect the closing process in general. That's a whole nother topic, so I'm not going to get elbows deep in that, but basically, every day a new rule, every day an interest rate change. It's very, very difficult to say, okay, well, now we've got a grip on it, because then the next week something else changes again.
We only have a couple more minutes before the half hour break, but I wanted to talk about the relationship between Ben, as a mortgage officer and a real estate company. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we show property first and then call you? Or should they be calling you as a buyer, calling you first and starting to get what they call not pre-qualified, but not pre-approved?
Yeah, so. Basically it happens both ways. I mean, traditionally I get a call from a realtor or the client and they say, you've been referred, or I'm referring my client to you, and they typically don't want to go show this client around to a bunch of different houses until they know that they can get a loan. So it's usually starting with the realtor. The person that is interested in buying a home will find a realtor, and then they end up, the realtor will call me. Every once in a while, we get a client that comes directly to us as a lender first, but that's not very often.
And right now, Ben, tell us the phone number that people can reach you, they can text you, or they can call you.
Sure. My direct cell is area code 321-446-4294.
And you'll be happy to talk with them over the phone and maybe get some information from them. But the important thing is now is when we submit a contract as a real estate agent to the listing office, the first thing they'll ask us for is that buyer pre-qualified. They may not even look at the contract. So there's no use going out and falling in love with a home if you don't know for sure that you can back that up with your pre-qualifying letter. We're going to come back in just a few moments and pick up where we've left off. We've been talking to Amy Ceballos from Tropical Realty and Ben Midas, who is a senior loan officer here with a local bank, and his number is 321-446-4294. And we're also going to be talking about some upcoming golf tournaments and some other ways that you can market your business here in Brevard County. So before we take our break, how long do we have, Wayne?
We're still good for a minute, yeah,
before the music starts,
yeah.
Great. Let's also, while we've just got another minute left, let's talk about the success. We didn't mention this before, Amy. The results, different results from last year this time at Tropical as far as sales and today's stats for sales, because that's pretty impressive. The market is definitely going up.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely seen a huge growth in the market. There were 721 single-family homes sold in February of this year, which is a 16% increase from last year. Mm-hmm. As far as Tropical's going, our transactional volume for March of last year was at $14 million, and this year we saw March at $31
million. Almost double. $14 million to $31 million. In 1 year at Tropical Realty. So we're seeing the market increasing. You've been listening to Bold Talk Business Radio. I'm Jean Newell, substituting today for Donna Anselmo. You can always hear Donna on Saturdays at 2:06 and be listening on worldwide at www.1300wmel.com.
Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Good afternoon, friends. This is not Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio. This is Jean Newell substituting for my friend Donna, where people listen for insight strategies, tips, and tools for success. We've had in the studio today several guests that we're going to be joining again. Amy Ceballos from Tropical Realty of SunTree, and she is the marketing director there, as well as Ben Midas, who is a senior loan officer with a local bank, who's going to be talking about mortgages. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate, mortgages, how they market their business, because this is an informational show for you in business, as well as individuals trying to even market yourself. Maybe you're looking for a new career or trying to find a job. It's all about marketing yourself as a product. So maybe some of the tips we're going to tell you about their businesses will help you find that job, start a business, whatever, because everything in life is marketing. So before we get into our next segment, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Russell Weigel. He's, in case you're thinking about raising money for your business, you need to learn what you can do to hold on to that money after you raise it. The Securities and Exchange Commission was designed to protect business investors against fraud. But if you are a business owner, you need someone to look out for your interest. That's why on the last Saturday of every month, Bold Talk Business Radio welcomes investor attorney Russell Weigel into our studios. Russell wrote the powerful new book, Capital for Keeps, to teach you how to limit litigation risk while raising your capital. Tune in Saturday, April 25th at 2:06, that's precise, 2:06, and find out how to protect yourself from legal fallout and the regulatory red tape. Attorney Russell Weigel will be live with Donna Anselmo to help you learn how to avoid trouble with complex legal issues and the costly litigation. So join Donna and Russell on Bold Talk Business Radio. And in the meantime, you can visit Russell's website at www.capital4keeps.com to check out Russell's terrific and informative book. Speaking of books, I want to tell you about Donna Anselmo. She's not here today, but she wrote a wonderful book on marketing. If you're a new business or an experienced business, a successful business, but you want to go to the next level, get her book called Marketing Demystified, a self-teaching guide. You master the keys of marketing strategies painlessly. This book is like a college manual. There's over 370 pages in it. You can get it on Amazon. So key in Marketing Demystified, a self-teaching guide to marketing. You can also reach Donna at her website at www.boldmarketingsolutions.com. If you want to contact her, just go to the form on the contact page, write her a little note, contact her, or you can call the station at 321-631-1300. By the way, if any of you have questions or would like to be in touch with our mortgage broker today, who is Ben Midas, or Amy from Tropical Realty, or myself, go ahead and call the station and leave your number and we'll get back with you. We're not taking calls today because we have a lot to cover. But the number here again is 321-631-1300. So we picked up, or actually we left off with the mortgages, and we were talking about stats. Let's pick that back up. Amy, with Tropical Realty, we were talking about the stats and how even with Tropical Realty, who's one of the top, I would say, three agencies in Brevard County, they went from $14 million last year at this time to $31 million.
Yes.
People, the real estate market is starting to trend upward. This is the time to list your home, to go out and buy a home. But there's still some regulatory things that you need to know about and position yourself to be ready for the market, because like anything else, you don't want to be on the flip side of that bubble.
Right.
Not that we're going to have a bubble. It's nice and it's trending slowly, which is great. So let's pick back up with some of those stats that we were reading about. We had townhomes. We were talking about condos. Go ahead and repeat those again.
Sure.
For us, Amy.
Well, okay. So in February of this year, there were 721 single-family homes sold here in Brevard, and that's a 16% increase from February of last year. As far as condo townhouses go, there were 190 that sold in February, and that's an 8.6 increase.
Wow.
From February of last year. The average sales price for a single-family home was $194,283, which is a 19.6 increase from February of last year.
Now, wait a minute. Say that it's 19.6% increase in 1 year.
In 1 year. Single family home.
Now, it's almost, in some ways, a seller and a buyer's market. It's kind of a combo right now. We don't have a lot of very good listings. I mean,
Right. The inventory is down.
The inventory is down. But the buyers are, it's tougher for the buyers to not get qualified, but they have to jump through a few more hoops than they used to. So you have to be ready and willing to get your ducks in a row, as they say, get your paperwork right together. So when you see those great listings and they're starting to go up faster because we don't have enough of them.
Right.
So that's one of the things that is important to know when you're thinking about, maybe just thinking about listing your home, or you want to find out what I'm going to start doing. And this is I'm kind of going out of turn here, but I'm going to introduce something right now on the air. I'm going to have something called the TV show Love It or List It. I'm going to start doing something like that where I can come out and help someone determine their home price with maybe a remodeler, so they can decide, do I want to remodel my house and stay here, or do I want to list it and leave? I don't think anyone else is offering that kind of a service. And that way people really know, should you stay or should you go? And right now with the stats, this is a perfect opportunity. So
yeah, especially, you said it's both a seller and a buyer's market, in the sense that for the buyers, the rates are still low.
That's right.
And that's why now is such a good time.
But we're finding, I saw this on the news about Orlando, but it's true here in Brevard. Certain areas of Brevard County, it's just a little bit of a bidding war. You're starting to see multiple offers coming in at higher than list price.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be, it's not the market of a few years ago where people were just taking anything from their homes. The market is starting to recover. It's recovering nicely. So as a buyer, you need to know how to position yourself with a good qualified real estate agent that knows the area, that you're not going to pay too much for it, and yet you're not going to pay too little for it. And that's where let's bring Ben back into the picture here. He wants to talk about a few stats as well. So let's finish up with our mortgage stats and our real estate stats, so people understand where we're going. And then let's talk a little bit more about marketing and how you're marketing your business, Ben, as a mortgage officer, and how Tropical, let's talk about you, Amy, because you are the marketing director there. So let's finish up our stats with Amy, and then Ben, come in with your stats.
Well, the other thing, we talked about the inventory being down. It's actually down about 19% from February of last year.
Okay.
And the average days on market is down 27.4%. That's huge. That's it's down to an average of 45 days. So that's not a lot of time. But honestly, what we're seeing, if a home is priced right from the beginning, it can sell in a matter of days, or sometimes just a week or so. And mm-hmm. and we're seeing that across the board. That's happening. Well, a lot of my agents are listing and immediately getting offers and under contract in less than 7 days.
Exactly. So our listings are down and our prices are up.
They are. And we're seeing, obviously the county as a whole is seeing an upswing, but just to touch base on what we're seeing at Tropical, our website typically attracts about 100,000 visits a month. And now we're seeing that at 150,000 visits a month.
Let's go ahead and give the website out there, because you have all the listings on there. At one, you can shop for real estate from your easy chair.
Yes, it's www.melbournehomesearch.com.
MelbourneHomeSearch.com. So you can sit in the easy chair at 3 o'clock in the morning and look for homes. You don't have to worry about that. Let's talk a little bit about that as well, because Mitch is very into internet marketing.
Yes.
And so forth. And he's really cut above on what he's doing with the internet. And I call it a relocation program, but it really isn't that. But tell our audience a little bit about this internet and what he's doing on capturing people that aren't local.
Right. So Mitch actually travels all around the country in Canada talking about internet leads and internet marketing. He's really well known in the industry as being one of the top voices on what to do to capture those clients and to keep them. So our website, one of the things that we do is when somebody comes looking for real estate in our area, our website will come up, and we use a combination of drip emails and personal touches. So we actually have a dedicated team in place at our office that personally contacts our leads individually, ensuring that they're getting that customer service that they expect, and that the information that we are sending them is on par with whatever they're actually searching for. So we don't just leave them out in the cold. You know, they type in something in a website and maybe get an automatic email. We actually reach out to them, and then that whole idea of nurturing that lead. One of the best examples I can give is last year we closed about 30 sales with customers that have been working with us for over 7 years. They started it seven years ago.
And primarily these are people from out of this area, is that correct?
Yeah, that's traditionally been the majority of the business has been from out of state because of the fact that people start their search now on the internet and our website is so visible. But part of what we are doing now at Tropical, and the reason that I've come on board as the marketing director, is we've started to brand our brokerage a bit more locally, and we're expanding locally and focusing not just on the internet and the out-of-state customers that we have, but here in our own backyard.
I think that falls into what Ben was saying earlier, that people like to do business with people they like, know, and trust. If you've been working with someone 7 years, you know that they have your best interest at heart, because they're not just picking and choosing immediate buyers. This is, you're forming relationships.
Exactly. It's all about that relationship.
Exactly, that relationship building. One thing, just so the people out there will understand what a drip email is. Would you explain what that is?
Okay, so when people sign up on our website to have access to the listings, we will send out regular emails. One of the things that we will do is, based on their search criteria and the things that they've expressed to our office and what they're looking for, we send those listings out to them on a regular basis, so they're never missing out.
So they might get something once a week or whatever on criteria they've asked for.
Right.
So it's not just, hi, here we are, get in touch with us when you're ready. They get something on a regular basis that keeps them informed on the market. So that's called a drip, because it's a little by little. It's getting out to them.
And we check in with them regularly to make sure they're getting exactly what they're looking for.
I think that boils down to what we've both been talking about here, all three of us have been talking about, personal attention. Mm-hmm. Marketing is not just throwing a bunch of darts at a dartboard. It's specifically targeting and one by one getting that personal connection with people. Are you finding that same thing, Ben, with your business? Tell us some of the things you're doing to market yourself, because again, there's a lot of different mortgage brokers and officers out there, and you have to be a little different than other people. Well, what would you say was what makes you a little different than the rest of them?
Well, you know, really what it boils down to when any buyer is buying any product or service is top of mind awareness. You know, you have to, there's a reason that the buyer is going to decide to work with somebody, and different people have different buying tendencies. Some people may say, okay, well, I'm going to use the lady that my mom has used. Other people are going to say, I'm going to use that company I just saw on TV. And another person may say, I'm going to use this company that's on a business card on my desk. So it boils down to trying to figure out a way to get that top of mind awareness for as many people as possible. That way, at the end of the day, you get your phone ringing. I always say that my number one goal is, with any selling or any marketing, any advertising, anything, is to get my phone to ring. If my phone's not ringing, I'm not doing marketing well. And in order to get my phone to ring the most, I have to be top of mind awareness to as many people as possible. And not just all people, but in general, the people that have the highest likelihood of needing a mortgage, or the people that may be borrowing the most money. I mean, it's about trying to figure out how do you get these people to call you. And, you know, with knowledge and marketing, I do that a lot of different ways. I'm not quite as heavy on the internet marketing as Mitch's firm is, but I do receive a few every now and again. Somebody says, oh, I found you on the internet. But most of my referrals are coming from, you know, past clients, people that they're getting things in the mail from me, just kind of like the drip campaign that Amy was talking about. I mean, if you're not in front of their face or in their ear, they're going to forget about you. And so my job as a marketer is to make sure that they don't forget about me and to leave a good impression.
Well, one nice thing is, with your phone number, people can call you right now, and leave their number, and you call them back, and you have that personal contact, because there's some people that they think, I've been online, I know what I can qualify for, but you go in the back door and you really see what they can qualify for, and you want to make sure that when they come in to get that pre-qualifying letter, they're ready, because there might be wrong things on their background credit check that you need to clear up. There might be some things that you need to tell them to get rid of. Maybe they have too many credit cards, and that's affecting their bottom line on their
debt to income ratio.
Yeah, thank you, debt to income ratio. Thank you very much. I went dead there. And you need to have that knowledge. So let's give your phone number out once again, and then go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, my direct number is 321-446-4294. And I just think I'd probably throw in there, there's a lot of different options that buyers have when they're getting a loan. And it's just like anything that's important. Like if you're going in for a surgery, you want to make sure you have a good surgeon. Obviously, getting a mortgage is a big financial decision. And if the person just calls the last guy that came across the TV, a lot of times they might not get that personal attention and the actual advice they need to be prepared for it. So
exactly. I never advise any of my clients to take those national, because you're talking to somebody in Timbuktu. You need to have that personal connection with someone here locally that can get the job done, because at the last minute there's always something that has to be done for the title or the closing, and you don't want to rely on somebody up in Chicago to try to get that paperwork to finish. So local, buy local and think local on that marketing. Before we go any farther, because we're going to run out of time, talking about marketing and teamwork and doing things together, Mitch has a golf tournament coming up, and it's a community golf tournament, but it supports a very good cause. Amy, tell us a little bit about that May golf tournament coming up.
Okay, well, Mitch's whole purpose in life, as he puts it, is his family. And his granddaughter, Lola, who's now 9, she was born with something known as Sturge-Weber syndrome. It's a rare neurological disease, most notably marked by a port wine stain on the face. And every year, Tropical Realty has been doing a charity golf tournament for this will be the 11th annual tournament. And for the past 7 years, they've been raising money for Sturge-Weber syndrome. One of the things that those affected with Sturge-Weber, they suffer from developmental delays. They suffer from seizures. Lola actually used to have about 30 seizures a year. And one of the scary things is that there's the potential for her to have a stroke while she's having one of those seizures. So Mitch's mission has been to raise money and awareness to fund the research, because this isn't considered an orphan disease. There's not huge corporations and huge fundraising out there. So because of the money that they have been raising, about $150,000 a year has been funding Dr. Comey at the Kennedy Krieger Institute. They were actually able to pinpoint the cause of Sturge-Weber syndrome last year. So that was huge. Now all of our efforts are to find the cure. So our golf tournament that is coming up on May 2nd is to benefit Sturge-Weber syndrome and Dr. Comey's research at the Kennedy Krieger Institute. And you know what you're talking about in regards to the marketing. We have a lot of businesses that we work with locally through the course of the year, and they come and they support us. Ben, he's going to be there. He's supporting us in our golf tournament, and those are kind of things that you can do with your marketing. You support other businesses that relate to you, that you work with on a regular basis, and it's a really great cause. Obviously, it's one that's very near and dear to us here at Tropical, especially Mitch. So
that tournament's going to be held at the Savannah's Golf Course in Merritt Island.
In Merritt Island, yep.
$75 per person if registered before April 14th. That's a couple days from now, so
yep.
That's good. Let's see, where they can go to register at tropicalrealtygolf.com.
Correct.
That's www.tropicalrealtygolf.com. Or you can find out more about Sturge-Weber at www.lolasgift.com. So you can register. There's right now 140-some golfers signed up. Will they take more golfers?
I believe we might be close to selling out, so, you know, contact us right away.
All right. That sounds good. And they have, it includes a registration fee, includes breakfast, lunch, 18 holds card, the cart raffle, prizes, and team photos. So, and there's going to be that helicopter ball drop. When I talk to people, as soon as I say Tropical Realty, they say, oh, that's where the helicopter drops the golf balls. You're so well known for that. I guess every year you do that.
It's, from what I understand, it is an amazing thing to see these hundreds of golf balls falling from the sky.
And you can buy a golf ball, and if they pick your golf ball, you can win up to $500 Visa gift card and $250 Visa gift card, and you don't even need to be present to win. So lots of exciting things going on with that golf tournament. Now, we're just not quite ready to run out of time here, but Ben, you're going to be there supporting one of one of the holes, right? You sponsor one of the holes?
Yeah, our bank's a tent sponsor for the event, so we'll have some information there on the golf course and a couple of other people from our company sitting out there and just mingling with other people involved in the real estate community and anybody out there to support the cause.
Well, the other thing that, see, you can, Tropical and all these mortgage companies and people that are kind of working together as a family for community, for charities, for education, that's what marketing is all about, is teaming with other professionals that have the similar and the same type of a goal. And in this particular case, it's to help fund the Sturge-Weber syndrome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, we also have something else I'd like to talk about on this Tropical Realty Games.
Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Mitch is so far ahead of figuring out all these marketing strategies. We have about another minute and a half, but let's talk about this Tropical Realty Games, Amy.
Okay, well, this is extremely exciting, actually. What Mitch and Tropical Realty, we've decided to do this year is we are having a skills competition in January of next year. And anyone who buys or sells a home with Tropical this year is automatically entered into that skills competition. The winner is going to get 12 months of free mortgage payments.
Wow.
We're talking up to $2,000 a month here.
That is wonderful.
It's so huge.
For some more information on that, because there's more details, go to TropicalRealtyGames.com.
Yes.
And see how you might qualify for that free mortgage payments for a year. And that's important. So we have a couple things coming up. We want to, if you want to find out about getting pre-qualified, a little bit more about mortgages, Ben, give your phone number once again.
321-446-4294.
And that's Ben Midas, a senior loan officer with a local bank. Thank you, Ben, for joining me today. And Amy Ceballos from Tropical Realty. She's the marketing director. And learn more, anything you want to know about what we talked about today, just go to tropicalrealty.com.
MelbourneHomeSearch.com.
Thank you, MelbourneHomeSearch.com. You've been listening to Gene Newell substituting for Donna Anselmo, Bold Talk Business Radio. We'll be back next week in the same time slot. Be sure to tune in at 2:06 p.m. every Saturday for a wonderful hour of bold new information. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene. Wayne Weston here live with you on AM 1300 WNEL.